G'day, Alan Langer here. They reckon the Big Breakfast with Marto, Robin and the Moon Man is lifting podcasting to new heights. I reckon they could use a bit of a boost from Height for Hire myself. Call 1-800-HEIGHT or go to heightforhire.com.au.
No Moon Man today, but we found out something interesting about you, Marto.
What? Oh, is this the yoga thing? I wanted to keep it low-key, and it's not about me or putting yourself out. It's about flow and meditation.
So can you put your leg behind your neck? Okay.
Don't show us.
Jesus, is that possible?
Love I've got, don't show
that
us.
That is possible.
Yeah, I haven't got the tight undies on. You don't want to see a scallop get popped.
What an image. Mark Scaife joined us today.
Sorry.
He revealed the toughest man in motorsport.
Oh, my goodness. What a guy. Never heard of him before, but I love his work.
Popped a shoulder, popped it back in while a race was on. Magnificent.
And also with Splendour happening this weekend, we heard about how people sneaked others into festivals and concerts.
Are we the sneakiest radio network?
Both the kids are there this weekend.
Yeah.
How's that going for
Free
you?
Free house.
Oh, that's right.
Pop the feet behind your head as much as you want.
Hopefully someone's there to release it.
Okay, that's enough.
A barbecuing on your own. Well, this weekend, Queensland Raceway out at Willowbank hosts the supercars. Practice, of course, today and then Saturday, Sunday, the races. And to talk us through everything on where it stands at the moment, McLaughlin's at the top, Wincup's coming back at him. Mark Scaife, general legend of supercars and Fox Sports commentator. Hello, mate.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Oh, good. Now, listen, what are we looking at? Jamie Wincup seems to be back in form.
Well, he was back in form. I mean, it was a really resurgent Red Bull Holden Racing Team performance at Townsville. But, I mean, still, Wincup is 403 points away, Marto. So that's, you know, basically one and a third weekends. It's 300 points per weekend. So he's more than a weekend, more than a round of racing away from the Championship League. So that prior to Townsville, I made the comment that he can't win it from here. I'm still sticking by that because I reckon that's too far away.
Scaife, I was telling Robin, what's that young bloke? I've got you to look his name up.
Todd Hazelwood.
Todd Hazelwood. He's the young bloke that dislocated his shoulder in the last race. Yeah, in Townsville.
Yeah.
And what's his story? Is that, have you ever heard of that happening before? He's popped his shoulder back in. I know some drivers are tough and some tougher than others, but I've never heard of that happening before and kept driving.
I've never heard of it either, Marto. And imagine the pain. I mean, I'm sure you've done. I've done it playing rugby league as a young bloke.
Hey.
Apparently, he hit wheel to wheel with another car. And what happens, because the wheel spokes sometimes protrude a little bit out, the two wheels have caught each other and it's just jammed the wheel out of his hand. So,
gotcha.
The forces are pretty high. And, I mean, he did a pretty good job. I mean, even just to drive the next day after that was remarkable.
So let me just understand. He popped his shoulder. He then went, ouch, I better pop it back, popped it back in and then just kept going as if nothing had happened.
Well, I think what actually happened is it popped itself out in the race, and through the course of the race on the Saturday, it sort of come back into, it was relocated okay.
So, like Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon, remember he used to be able to...
Yeah, bash it against the wall.
Yeah. Well, Scaife, I saw him with his shirt off. Now, remember in the old days, Alan Moffat, like all the old drivers, was skinny. There was no muscles, there was the occasional gut from Dick Johnson, some of them were still smoking. This bloke's got a body like a footy player. What's going on with all these young guys?
Yeah, look, I mean, all the elite people in terms of motorsport, even with Moffat and Brock, they were actually very fit in their day.
Oh, don't give me that, Scaife. They weren't that fit.
Another pack of Winnie Blues.
There used to be ashtrays in their race cars, I swear, Robin. Anyway.
It is a different time.
Yeah, different
Super
time.
Sprint. We're looking forward to it. Fox Sports, the only place to see it. Live and ad break free, and coverage starts from 10. Scaife, it is always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Broaden this out a little bit. Let's not just do shoulders. Let's do elbows or knees. When have you popped something back in?
Done it yourself?
Either.
I've helped a person. You've got to put your foot underneath on their ribs and then you just ease the shoulder back in.
Oh,
what a wonderful
thing. Are they screaming in excruciating pain?
Ever seen a finger? I've had that done a few times. You've got to look the other way. And
fingers or toes? We'll take them all.
What'd you pop back in?
Yeah, come on.
I prefer if you did it yourself. Oh, if somebody else did it, that's okay.
Chris of Caboolture.
Yeah, one time I was working on my old BMW and I was in a hurry and I forgot to put something underneath it and I pulled it off the jacks and landed on my shoulders and to get out
what?
From underneath.
You were trapped.
The car landed on my shoulder.
Ouch.
That's incredible.
So I basically dislocated my shoulder to get out from underneath it, and I was wriggled out from underneath it, and I was in that much pain. I walked up to a brick wall and just slammed my shoulder back in. Yeah.
Was that inspired by Lethal Weapon? Is that where you learnt your medical knowledge?
It probably was, you know. It was inspired by pain, actually.
Oh, yep. You'll do anything. You know what you got to do, but your brain sometimes, did you hesitate at all or did you just run at the brick wall?
Not at all. Didn't hesitate.
You are a tough cookie, Chris.
Just for safety, for everyone's, you know, future safety, how did the BMW fall on you again?
I wanted to undo this bolt and it was tougher than I thought it was going to be and I just yanked too hard on it.
Wrenched it, yeah.
Don't you hate that?
I didn't put another tyre. I should have put something else underneath, but I didn't. I was in a hurry.
But you didn't do that again.
Chris, you are one tough hombre.
Yes, you are. Amanda of Bellbird Park. Last weekend, in fact. Okay, what happened last weekend?
Okay, so I was playing rugby league and 2 minutes before the second half, I popped my shoulder out in a tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put it back in and got it strapped again and played the second half.
You kept going.
Yeah.
Amanda, you're not playing, you're not in the second row for Queensland. Why did you think it was necessary to keep playing?
Well, we were actually down a few numbers with injuries already, so.
Oh, you're a hero.
I just ran on the side and made up numbers.
Yes.
Any permanent damage there, Amanda? Like you got it back in, all's good?
I've done it a few times snowboarding and up before, so it's not real good.
Did you do it yourself or did you get someone to help you?
No, I did it myself.
Yeah, because you can just sort of rotate and ease it back
well
into
done,
the
Amanda.
Joint, can't you?
Well done. Okay, Quinn of Carina.
Yeah, g'day. How are you?
Yeah, good. Not a shoulder, but a...
knee.
Okay.
I was in the cattle yards 2 weeks ago and I had a bull kick me and my knee blew out and I had to put it back in because I was the only one there.
Could you see it moving, like as the hoof hit the knee? Did you see it spin?
Well, it actually kicked me just above my knee, and then I was side on to the bull, and then my leg was at 90 degrees to where it should have been.
Oh!
And I stood up and bent my knee, and it fell back into place, and I kept on doing what I was doing.
That's right.
Okay, can I just check medically?
Exactly
if you
right.
pop it back and just leave it.
Unless it, if it hasn't torn ligaments, it probably blew up the overnight, did it?
Oh, yeah, it was big.
Yeah.
Is it all right now, Quinn?
It's a bit tender, but, you know, we're getting there.
Okay.
We're getting there.
Great.
Careful. Be careful out there, Quinn, with those. Where, you live in Brisbane. Where do you work with cattle?
I was actually up at Mount Mee.
All right, eh?
Right.
Okay.
Compression sleeve, back to work, Quinn. Good on you, mate.
God,
big breakfast
tough.
On Triple M.
So let's start this conversation with what do you think your image is?
Oh, brand motto. I don't give a stuff what I look like or what people think of me.
Okay.
That would be my image.
So
and I'm pretty tough in my mind.
Right.
But recently I... all right. You're going to box me into a corner here, aren't you? Because I do not want to talk about my recent discovery of yoga. Now, I know it's been a... What is that?
Namaste.
It's a
Red Simons had crept into the studio and gonged me.
I'm very proud of you for doing this. Yoga is excellent for your health and it also stretches out your muscles. And as you age, as an older ex-sportsman, you would probably need yoga to just be able to function.
Now, that's how I stumbled upon it. Last week when I was up in North Queensland, we stopped at Port Douglas on the way home. 3 days in a row, I find myself on the beach with an old 75-year-old bloke who is incredible. And I did it to hold Kath's hand, but I'd be sore from doing so much driving. Then I went, I'll give it a go. And day one, I left the class and went, I think I've just changed my life.
Yeah, stretching.
I didn't realise how good I could possibly feel.
Can you do the downward dog?
Yeah, that's easy. I'm not bad stretchiness.
Yeah, that's sorry.
That's I can do the warrior pose and all
can
this.
Can you?
Yeah, but the problem is now, and I don't like to talk about this because it will knock my image around. Like,
of course.
Marto's into yoga. So don't laugh about it because yoga is a good thing.
Okay, do hot yoga. Have you done Bikram yoga?
I did that once. And you know what? When I got home, I drank 6 stubbies in 45 minutes. I lost so much sweat that I just pumped it all back in.
Okay, you could have done that with water.
I know.
And got the same
but I mean, it was a lot more fun doing it with 6. That is incredible. I'll tell you, that Bikram yoga, so I've had 2 goes at that years and years ago, but it was like survival.
Yeah, it's
if
great.
You do this yoga, just we're on the beach. So I don't know whether there's any beach yoga here in Brisbane, but I haven't found myself a, what do you call a yoga place? Oh, a yoga dome.
Could be some Nudgy Beach yoga.
Oh, down Nudgy Dog Beach.
Actually, I think that, yeah. No. Can I say, at Fig Tree Pocket, there's that really big park at the end of the pocket, and they have community announcements, and I've seen that they're doing community yoga run by the council.
Is it really, or is it the thing where they just stand still, that Tai Chi thing?
No, they just stand
still and breathe. Like, that's not me. If you see Marta doing that, I've lost it. But yoga's a very good thing
so
for people of my age.
So do you clear your mind when you do it? Are you getting into the whole...
Never. Yeah, you know, you sat here and I thought about you while I was trying to meditate. I thought, this is what Robin does.
That is what
you
I do.
You told me you do it for 10 minutes every morning
I
before...
I do.
And I poo-pooed the idea, but I found myself looking, closing your eyes and looking at your nose, like pretending your nose. Yeah. I learned things.
Did you? What did you learn?
Well, I learned that, how to meditate and to breathe.
Okay.
Doing it 50-odd years, but finally mastered.
Yeah, well, I've been doing it all wrong. And while we're at the races, I will have not one, but both children at Splendour in the Grass at Byron Bay.
Hang on, because Harry, what's Harry doing?
My 18-year-old Harry was at college this week, but he finished it quickly, he tells me, and has cleared it with work to take the day off, and he's presently driving down to Byron to join his sister. I just looked on the website. Some reason Splendour in the Grass starts today, but my daughter's been there for 48 hours already.
Yeah, because the gates opened on Wednesday.
And they start camping.
Yeah, so that you can set up your spot.
Never seen my children so keen to camp in their life.
Splendour's great.
And have you been?
Way back.
It's never really entered my knowledge.
Oh, man, I used to do all the music festivals when I was young and silly.
All right.
It was fun as.
I just rang my Hillary and, yeah, she said, it's great. You know, good times, la, la, la. I can't talk about Harry, my young bloke, because his was a late call. He's got a method he's using, and I'm not going to
reveal that.
I know one of his mates said, I'm just going down and jumping the fence.
They're going to be on
good
that,
luck. I think they're onto that. It's been done in history, yes. I believe.
Yeah, yeah. Donald Trump had to build a wall.
She did tell me about another couple. All right, here's one from yesterday. Uh-huh. This is humans sneaking in. I know we talked about smuggling stuff yesterday, but this is sneaking humans in.
Okay.
Two of them have gotten into Splendour in the back of a Hilux. They were hidden with all the bags, sleeping gear. The security guard actually stepped into the tray, stepped in between the legs of one of the blokes, lifted everything up, confiscated alcohol, but somehow in the tray of a Toyota Hilux, two humans snuck in.
No.
They were hidden so apparently wrapped up in a sleeping bag longwise, and they have gotten in underneath. So he lifted the tarp. He was so happy he got alcohol that hopped off the tray and they got in.
Wow.
That's good work.
That is good work.
That's $500 a ticket it is. And what they do then, they're inside the grounds.
Yeah.
They then go, oh, lost me wristband while I was dancing last night, $80.
What, for a new wristband?
Yep, and you're away. There's wow. $500.
Remember the woman from yesterday that snuck into the NBL Grand Final?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can we relive that?
A friend and I smuggled ourselves into an NBL Grand Final in Sydney when the Razorbacks made the Grand Final. It was sold out. I was playing hockey next door and they had a big screen out the front for the overflow of people who didn't get tickets. Me and my friend are walking towards that. We noticed that all the cords for the TV crews were going in this underground sort of door. So we jumped the fence, came in under, and we were underneath the stadium. We go past all the change rooms just as the national anthem's playing. And I said to her, "Light, just look like we're supposed to be here." And we walked out past about four security guards, past the NBL trophy, straight up the stairs, and we got to watch the game for nothing.
Just to see the Western Sydney Razorbacks.
There you go. Okay. So we've talked about sneaking other stuff in, but let's talk about sneaking people in.
Yes.
Humans, how did you do it? Chris of Parkinson, what have you done?
I used to have a friend who worked at, when the Broncos were playing at ANZ Stadium.
Yeah.
He worked in hospitality at the QE2 Sports Club.
Yeah.
And he used to give me his staff pass, and that would get me into the Powers Brewing corporate box for every Broncos game.
Oh, my
God.
And
what I used to do, I would get myself in past security, then I would open the window, and I'd get my two brothers in as well. So the three of us got free grog and food for the whole season at the Broncos.
And you never, ever got busted?
Never got questioned once for the whole season.
Chris, the thing is, you were there every game, so they just thought you were part of the furniture, I suppose.
They did. They thought I was part of the staff, and, I just got my brothers in every home game.
Did they think it was strange that the staff were as drunk as you were?
No, they didn't have a clue, mate.
Kept it tidy. Nice, mate. What a great year of your life.
And Shane of Caboolture, livid. Did it? Okay, what happened?
Livid used to be on. I used to go to this at the Ecker Grounds.
Yep.
Righto.
I was walking through there one day. I was already in, and I seen this manhole cover move, and I stopped and I had a look, and next minute there was 30 people jumping up out of the sewage drain, and security were coming from left and right, and someone yelled out, "Go back," so they all run back through the sewage pipes.
I would have been stormwater, surely, not sewage, but it pays to know where the stormwaters come up. Did you reckon they got in eventually, or they popped up another manhole?
Yeah, there was 30 of them that got in, and I don't think the rest got in because they were onto it after that.
Yeah. Oh, God.
30 people. How many people were down under there?
I think there was a lot.
That sounds like a tunnelling to me. I promise, surprise for tunnelling. Shane, you're off the Lions, taking on the Crows on SaturdayLions.com.au for tickets.
Here we got Matt from, is that Bundaberg?
Yeah, Matt from Bundy. What have you done at Willowbank?
Yeah, Willowbank Dragway 20 years ago, mate was the ambulance officer out there, and we used to all get in the back of the ambulance and go into the drags for free.
Of course you do. How much were we saving, Matt? Just remind me, because at Splendor we're talking $500. I believe we would have been talking $12 each.
Oh, probably $12, mate, but we were only 18, so, you know, it was a lot of money back then.
Yeah. Did you have the sirens blaring? That would have been more fun.
No, you wouldn't go that far for us. He didn't like us that much.
Oh, God. We've got Craig from Ormo. We can't fit everyone on. We've got to keep pushing on. But Craig from Ormo, well done, mate. Parramatta Raceway put his own padlocks on the back gate so they just come along and open them up every weekend.
That's sneaky. That's crafty. That's the stuff we love here.
Parramatta Raceway, really? That's a punishment.